Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let's read from Genesis chapter 1. We have to preach, but we just really could stay here, you know, and allow house of Judah do their thing. Genesis 1:26. I continue my message from last week. Let them have dominion. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Say, over all the earth. Say, over all the earth. A man of destiny has no problem with location. Anywhere God sends him, he will prosper. Anywhere God sends him, he will dominate. But you have to be sure that is where you are sent. Just because it's a good offer doesn't mean it's a God offer. Say, over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image, in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. The first word God spoke to man. The first thing God said to man. The first thing. He didn't give him a name. He spoke into his destiny. He spoke into his essence. He recalibrated him with divine words. You cannot be unfruitful. Because when God looked into you, they were the very words he spoke. He said, be fruitful. I am your maker. Whoever names you, has control. Whoever talks to you first, has control. Don't let the devil fool you. You are listening to the wrong set of people. Whoever knows you, the one who knew you, before you were formed in your mother's womb, that one who said to you, be fruitful. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, the scripture says, and God said, let there be light. The original translation says, light be. So, the subject of being fruitful is not just a command, it's a calibration. Just like the lion cannot help but roar. It cannot help it. That's his language. Fruitfulness is in your DNA. It has nothing to do with the economy of your country. Nothing. You belong to a kingdom. Not a nation. A kingdom. And your king doesn't die. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't go on break. He doesn't go on vacations. He has never earned a salary. He is who he is. Everything consists from him. You are not members. You are citizens of a kingdom. You have dual citizenship. And it has nothing to do with the U.S. government. Come on, say, I belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken, that cannot be moved. Take your seats. Now, it is not enough to read the scripture. You must allow the scripture to rewire you. Listen to me. Somebody said, the prophecy you gave me, I didn't see the manifestation. Then I asked the person, how often do you read the scriptures? Do you know there are many things in that Bible that has not manifested in your life? Do you know? That one, according to Bishop Oyedepo, is even what? The more sure word of what? It takes faith and understanding to take delivery of what is written. It takes faith and delivery. Don't be distracted. It takes faith and delivery to take that faith and what? Understand, to take delivery of what has been spoken concerning you. And that was why when the angel appeared to Mary, she said, "Be it unto me according to your word." Not the angel's word, the word of the Lord. The moment she agreed, something started happening in her body. And every time God begins to do something in your life, people will not notice it first. It may be like a pregnancy. It takes about 3 months, 4 months. And even sometimes, people in your house will not know you are pregnant, because they are looking at other things. You can watch Netflix to a point, you will not even know your wife is sick. Until she says, "I'm not feeling fine." Some people watch Netflix till the person beside them collapsed. Say, "Are you okay?" "You know, I'm okay. That's why I fainted. I'm okay." And if I was that kind of person, when I get better, I'm coming with a cutlass or a hammer to break that TV. This is the devil in this house. Whatever takes your attraction and your attention away from what God is showing you, if you started in the spirit, you can only be perfected in the spirit. You must allow God's word, when you study it, meditate on it until it changes the way you think. And you will get what I'm saying in a minute. Now, the word God in verse 28, in verse 26, and also in verse 28, "And God said," is the word Elohim. The word Elohim represents a pluralistic description of God. The same word Elohim is used for angels. The same word for Elohim talks about gods. God, small G-O-D. The only way you know what is being said is when you look at it look at that scripture in context. It's just like in Yoruba language, you have the word Ogun, O-G-U-N, but it has at least 9 or maybe close to 12 various pronunciations and meanings. Ogun, medicine. Ogun. Ogun is what? The god of war. God of iron. Ogun. Sweat. The same spelling. Ogun, medicine. Ogun, war. The same spelling. Check. Google is your friend. Now, but really, that word alone has about 9 ways. It's the same spelling, but the pronunciation is different, and the context is what will let you know how you should pronounce it. It's the same word with Elohim. So when the scripture said, "You have made us a little lower than the Elohim," we are not lower than angels. What that scripture, they quoted it like that as a sign of humility. But God is not ashamed to call us his sons. And if you are God's son, you have the God DNA. Hallelujah. You have the divine DNA. Angels don't have divine DNA. They are alive only because God allows them to be. You see all the things that man is inventing? Now imagine man never fail. Imagine that the knowledge God gave to man as a living soul was not corrupted. What do you think this earth will look like? You go to some places, they call them dry lands, and you are amazed at what man can do. They are not born again. You are amazed at what man can do. There's a man in this, he's a Nigerian. He has an underground, he built a mansion under the water. It's an oil man. I think he's half Brazilian or Cuban, but some rich guy. I won't mention his name because he's not paying me. Now, if I mention a name, you have to pay me. But God told me I'm wasting my talent. People have been able to build trains and subway stations under the ground. Oxygen flows there. You will not even know that you are standing on top of a train station, and trains are moving in France, and they are going all the way down. You are not poor because you don't have money. You are poor because of the state of your soul. And every nation will vote for candidates and leaders just like themselves. The day your mind begins to gravitate towards Genesis 1:26, you will know that it is better not to vote than to vote for an idiot. Say amen. Because somebody who is not wise will make unwise decisions. It is not marriage that makes a man a husband. It is not marriage that makes a woman a wife. He that findeth a wife, she was a wife before he found her. It's a DNA. It's a calibration. It's a configuration. You have that. To be a wife, I could come back and begin to talk to you about the things you look for before you call yourself a wife. Not wife material, a wife. Because if it's material, it's another thing. You may be a material and we will cut you into pieces and turn you to a slave queen. One of the characters of a wife is a motherly spirit. One of the characters of a wife, that ministry called a wife, apart from a motherly spirit, is what? Is vision. You have found a vision you can support or you can key into. Leave it another day. That word is Elohim. Again, stressing to us that we are created in the God class. Please allow this information do something to your heart. Because all of a sudden, you are able to tap into an endless resource of divine material and your creativity begins to blossom. I remember when I was working in the bank, a lady came to my office. She was a manager in her own bank. She had resigned. And then she was going into fashion. Whatever takes a manager out of the bank, manager by rank. Now, for you to be a manager by rank, based on the old hierarchical structure, you come in as a entry-level staff, do like 3 years, get promoted, you become an assistant banking officer, do under 3 years, then you become a banking officer, do under 3 years, that's 9 years, then you do under 3 years, and then you get a senior banking officer, do another 3 years. How many years now? 12. You do another 3 years and you become assistant manager. You do another 3 years, you become a deputy manager. Do another 3 years, become a full manager. Now, that is all things being, but things are never, because some might even get 2 promotions within 2 years. Some may not get in 6 years, like somebody I know. Do you understand? And they are even telling you to be grateful you have the job. Like my boss, my son, my dad, I say I went out, it was raining, I saw one of our colleagues, it was under the rain. You know, he left the bank. Let us be grateful. I say that is a myopic. Who is this man? If you don't catch into your source, get a clear vision of what God says about you and connect directly to the mainframe. You will be struggling with your identity. You will allow where you work define you. You will feel better because you got a job in Chevron. And then the day they tell you the oil has finished in Nigeria, you become depressed. You will start making your hair simply because you got into a relationship and you need to start using makeup. You need to let the guy know that, yeah, you are not really bad, though. It's just that you have been busy, you know, studying and doing stuff. But now that there's a guy, you need to step it up and look prim and proper. You will not know. It's like something, it will just happen, not like you decided. You just notice you are going to the salon more often. But it's because of the guy. Whatever happened to doing it for you? I said, whatever happened to doing it for you, buy it for yourself. Let them catch up with you. It comes down to the issue of how you even see yourself. The moment you don't understand this scripture, you will find that you always need circumstances to define who you are to you. So if you buy a product and you try to sell it and you don't make any profit, you will call yourself a failure. Meanwhile, success is in your DNA. The person who used the word success first was God. Joshua 1:8. Come on, are you still here? Now, if you are very spiritual and you are very anointed, it does not translate to having dominion. Which of the items in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 refers to the anointing? Look at it. Can you see the scripture? Can you see anything there that talks about that you shall have anointing? Do you see that? It's not there. Does it mean the anointing is not an element? No. The anointing follows purpose. The anointing follows assignment. The anointing never responds to anybody until there's an assignment. The reason why I can pray for somebody or prophesy to people is because there is an assignment in that regard. If I'm in my house, I'll watch Netflix, I won't hear any voice. Come on, are you still here? Are you still here now? Come on, talk to me, are you still here? So, the plurality of God should do something to your DNA, because now you know that you are in the God class and that you have settled this matter once and for all, that because you are in the God class, there is only one trend, the upward trend. Come and say amen. You only have one trend. It's what? The upward trend. It doesn't matter what the government is saying. There was famine in the land and Isaac sowed in the land and reaped a hundredfold. It had nothing to do with whether the economic forecast was positive or negative. It had nothing to do. There was a famine in the land. When there is famine in the land, people suffer, including the king. The World Bank released a report yesterday and said that since the advent of this particular government in Nigeria, the Naira has depreciated 300%. Now, if something depreciates 100%, what's left? 100. 100 minus 100. Now, it depreciates 300%. That means currently we are on minus 200. So, for your Naira to gain stature, you must first recover the debit of 200. Then you will now be on zero, and everybody is still suffering at zero. So you need to now push it to like 20%, 30%. By then, maybe all of us would have been 100 years. So if it is clear that the economy of man cannot deliver what we are looking for, then we must connect to our source. Come on, say, let them have dominion. There will be no need to have dominion if everything is all right. Are you hearing me now? I said there will be no need to have dominion if everything... The reason why there's a command, let them have dominion, is because the day God created Adam, Adam was created into a problem. There was a problem. Satan had rebelled against God. Satan was working against God. Satan had left the heavens between Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. There was a rebellion. Understanding who God is critical to understanding what he's doing in your life. So, who God is to you, very important. I was preaching in Benin City. I said, some of you know him as Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Rapha. I said, I want to introduce him to you as Jehovah Rewarder. Ha, 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 ha. The pastor shouted, said, Jehovah Rewarder. The God that rewards them who diligently seek him. So every time the devil sells that rubbish to you that there's no time to pray, remember that there is a God that rewards them that diligently seek him. You show up every day, you place him first, you love him, you seek him. Sometimes you don't have a prayer. You just stay there and sing to him and love him, and you do it with all your heart. There is some intensity, there is some passion, not just some bland, dried, frustrated strategy. His mercy endure. You can do that on third Milan. But when you are in your secret place with your God, you don't need a keyboard. Let there be some level of intensity. Let people know you are mad. Let them know you've woken up. His mercy endure. You don't need a keyboard for that. Since scripture says, let the lifting of my hands be as the evening sacrifice. Because there was a sacrifice in those days in the Old Testament, they called it, and they will place it and offer it to God. And God says the equivalent of that sacrifice is the lifting of my hands. The word Elohim means the supreme God. Oh, the supreme God. So you can now understand, all other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods, they are the works. You are the only God. He is the supreme God. Supreme. Supreme is if every other God is at this level, is way, way above. All other gods, call him God. Hallelujah. I say all other gods. When they see him, they call him what? God. I say, ah, you too. Ah, I'm not a God. You are the only God. Those gods lose their status when they sing. You are the only God.
There is none like.
There are certain things going on in your life. There are some problems that have turned themselves to gods and mountains. They've turned themselves to unshakable principalities that cannot move out of your family. Now you must introduce the supreme God to them. He's supreme.
There is none like.
Hold it. The reason why God created man was to fit into a particular design. The reason why God said let them have dominion is because before man was made, there was contention. Permit me to quickly tell you that the word Adam is not a name. Hello? Hello? Adam? The word Adam, that was not the name of the first man. Now, some of you are surprised. Hallelujah. Adam was what God created. That's not his name. Huh? Just like God, God's name is not God. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jesus. But what is he? God. The word Adam means mankind. And God made mankind. Don't worry, Google it. I said the word Adam means what? So it was not just Adam that was in that class. It was a race of men. Oh. I wish somebody would see this. Because your creativity is about to be released in a very powerful way. You will learn how to be or walk into a business meeting, shut down the wisdom here and pick it from here. Have you noticed that there was nowhere Jesus ever spoke and the Pharisees could reply him back? Oh, oh, oh. I said there's a wisdom that's from above. That wisdom is not here. It's here. So you must learn how to live from here in your spirit. Don't be too quick to talk. You look at it, you assess the situation, and you are waiting for the rumblings of the water. Then you pick your wisdom. This one is the one that carries power. The words you speak from here. Not, hey, Jesus, calm down. Find the rhythm of the wave. Then bring it out. Come on, are you still here? So it was mankind. Everyone looking at me right now. That God created to have dominion. So mankind, Adam is not just a name. It's a status. The human version of God. Of what it looks like if God was on earth. And that's why even Jesus was referred to as the last Adam. The last
generation of mankind. Are you still here? The last generation of what? Mankind. That means currently we have two types of mankind. We have the sons of Adam and we have the generation of Jesus. Ask your neighbor, which one are you? Look at Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. Quickly. Matthew 1:1. Matthew 1:1. Because somebody is asking me, what planet are you from? This one. Look at this together. The book of the generation of who? The book of the generation of who? The son of who? And the son of who? What is peculiar to David? With God. He was a worshiper. He had a relationship with God. What was peculiar to Abraham? He was a man of faith. Are you with me? Consistent deployment of faith in the face of opposing circumstances. Bring David and Adam and Abraham. Compact that concept into your, and you are in this generation. Prioritize your relationship with God and begin to walk by faith and not by what the doctor said. Hey, the doctor has told you what he needs to say. But what does the word of God say? Build your faith around that. That is why Abraham can wait for 25 years. Did you know that after Isaac, he had other children? Hello? The anointing was remaining. So after the death of Sarah, he needed to deploy that anointing. He had other children. You would think that what God wants to do with you is about that thing he told you. No, there are generations behind. What God said to you is generational. What God said to you has generational impact. You can become so sanctified in your DNA that your children cannot be wayward. Hey! Come on, somebody hearing me. I say you can become so sanctified in your DNA that your children, the children you will give birth to, if you put them in the house of Satan, they cannot be wayward. Because it's DNA that is talking. Come on, say amen. God's plan was to rule the earth through man. God's plan was to rule this earth through man. God's plan was to rule this earth through you. To govern the uncovered spaces. To govern the uncovered spaces. And the reason why you will hear of marine spirit today is because those spaces are not covered. Apostle Ayo Babalola went to preach in a village. And the king of that village wanting to punish him for daring to bring the gospel. He did not know that the king of that village was a deity himself. He was a wizard. So the man gave him the evil forest. And Apostle Babalola went into that forest, carried his bell, and then got to the entrance of the forest and then rang the bell and he shouted, "Ni oruko Jesu." Ah, that's a war cry. Come on, I said that's a war cry. Oh, you are talking too much. Ah, you say you are praying, but you are talking too much. Go and check out our Father's spirit. Sent shockwave through that forest. Somebody heard it. I said somebody heard it. You see, you want to be rattling in tongues for 2 hours to show that you prayed. The man picked his bell. Bagam! Ni oruko Jesu! In the spiritual, everywhere. The serpent that ruled that forest came out and died in front of him. I cleared this place. Started doing revival. Try it. It will work. Tell anyway, it will work. Don't call that name like a psychedelic academic person. Call it like a warrior. Come on, say call it like a warrior. Aha. There's authority on your mouth. There's authority upon these lips. The scriptures say death and life, they are in the power of this tongue. He said those who know it will eat the fruit. So every time you are dealing with issues around your life that you cannot control, you don't have anything within you to effect a change, order your confession around the change you are looking for. Hey, say amen. Amen. Karabakatalia. Order your confession around what? What you want to see. And maintain that confession consistently. Now, for that confession to be very powerful, that same image must be impressed in your heart. Don't just talk. Huh? Do you see how easy it is to destroy something? But when you want to move forward with your life, it's as if you are taking baby steps. If you take a sledgehammer, go outside to the parking lot and you begin to smash all the cars there, it will not take you 10 minutes. You would have caused damage. But now tell the person that, okay, let's go and fix the car. They will tell you that they need 2 days. Do you understand what I'm saying? To damage or to create injury is in a minute. So when you are trying to fix something and you want it to be now, your best option now is to order your confessions and put yourself on a 40 days program. That program will now initiate a series of processes that will bring revelation, guidance. You will suddenly notice somebody is asking of you, oh, where there's this offer. Somebody will resign somewhere because of you. Then they will tell you, oh, we've been seeing you on Facebook. Are you interested? And that's it. Somebody in this church got a job. I think salary was about 650,000. The interview was on WhatsApp. They were chatting. She didn't go to the office. She didn't know where the office was until she resumed. You see, favor is not fear. When we enter second service, you will talk about that. When you hear what God does for some people, you'll be asking, are we not serving the same God? I say somebody moved from 400,000, 500,000, started earning 650. The interview was on WhatsApp. Are you interested? We have this offer. I say yes. Okay. Bye. Resign. This is your offer. That's all. Say dominion. Tell your neighbor dominion. It is not what you wear on your face. It is what you carry on your inside. And dominion does not respond outside the way your mind works. Listen to me. It was important for God to create man and give him dominion, because the world, this world, was now an enemy of God. Oh my God. This world you are looking at had become an enemy of God because Adam had seeded this earth through his rebellion to Satan. So God needed to reconcile the world back to himself, and that's why he gave us the last Adam. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18. God has seen that there was a degradation in the earth. And you need to understand this, because if you don't, you may not have a solid foundation for what you are asking God for. There are people that are praying and saying, God, if you can do this in my life, God is saying, your case is weak. Giving you what you are asking for is not the problem, but your case is very weak in court. I hope you know cases can be lost on technicalities. Hello? I say cases can be lost on technicalities. Many times when God wants to answer your prayer, he will not tell you yes. He will put you on a training program. There was somebody in this place, and I called the person and I said, go and write this. Go and sit for this exam. It will take you 2 years, but go and write it. I didn't say to the person, thus hear the Lord. But me, I knew God was talking. I only said, go on. Because I realized that there are people, no matter, even if you say, thus hear Jehovah, thus hear Elohim, thus hear Mekadishkem, they will not hear. There is that idol in their heart. Wait for them to come out of the church and control them again. That's why I told you, the old Satan has over you is the old over your mind. The moment you recover your mind back, you are free. Oh, somebody didn't hear that. That's why you may be married, but you see your ex, whatever, in the world, your body will be doing one kind. You'll be shaking. I thought marriage was supposed to fix it. It doesn't fix it. It amplifies it. Come on, are you still here? Are you hearing me? I said, once Satan loses his hold over your mind, you are free. I said to that wonderful sister, go and write this exam. She gave me all the excuses in the world, including my salary is not enough. I told her, like this head now that you are wearing, go and buy 1 wig. Then plate your hair. You understand? Plate it. And really, there is, I will introduce you to some good hairstylists. They will give you fine, lovely styles. Don't worry, you are beautiful. Go and plate the hair. Then buy 1 wig. Be adjusting it. And the truth is, most guys don't even know the difference. You don't know. You see, the problem is that me, I tell you the truth. Most guys don't even know if it's your real hair or when you tie it like this. We think you went to the salon. We didn't know it's the same wig. So things are happening. There are many things that confuse us about you. We don't even know if this your head is the real head. Unless you tell us it's my real head. We don't know. Science has evolved. So, if you are ugly now, it's your fault. Is that because we can import head for you from China? The lady refused to listen to me, and she will be praying. If I pray 5 hours, she will fall under the anointing. I said, your matter is not falling. Go and write this exam, and she refused. 1.5 years later, there was an offer, and they reached out to us and said, give us the name of somebody we can employ in this bank. We'll place her on second level. She will have medical insurance. Her salary will be like 4 million per annum or close to that. With medical insurance, with this one. And she must be working in this department, that even if she's working in a one-man company, but the letter says this is the department she worked, we will take her. All they said is, give us the name. Do you understand? Now, I thought of her, but it would be unfair of me to give them her name, because someone who doesn't listen to you doesn't deserve promotion. And I'm not the only one. Even God does the same thing. Satan himself is like that. But I called and I said, there was an offer and I didn't recommend you. I told her, when God wants to do something major in your life, He will help. He will first make you develop character for that level. And that character, that level is what? Discipline. That's why you find most universities have as their motto, discipline and learning, discipline and humility. Because it takes discipline to wait for 4 years plus X in Nigerian universities. After waiting 5 years in a polytechnic, it's still HND. They won't convert it to degree. They won't say, oh, sorry, we wasted your time. Take degree. No, it's still that HND. If you spend 4 years with extra year doing ND, it's still that ND they will give you. They will not apologize for wasting your time. Listen to me. Say, learning is one of the conditions for dominion. If you stop learning and you keep making excuses, even God cannot help you. That class you skip, you will go back there. Look at this scripture. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by who? By Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Do you have anything in verse 19? To wit that God was in Christ, how did God reconcile the world? In Christ. He reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their sin unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, I cannot do justice to this because of time, but there's something very profound here. What you have here in summary is that when Adam sinned against God, he lost his right to the dominion mandate. So Christ restored the dominion mandate and upgraded it by reconciling not just man, but creature. And that's why the creature awaits for the manifestation of what? The sons of God, not creation, creature. Even the trees, even the birds, they are a shadow of themselves because of the sin of man. Because the moment Adam sinned, sin entered into the world and brought death with it. Everything you are seeing now is a caricature of what God made. Believe me, you may think you are beautiful. Go and check the mirror that Eve was using to see your face. You will see your real version. Everything you are seeing now is a caricature. And that's why man is trying to make himself better. Man wants you to use anti-aging creams. Science are inventing so many things. Half body, half machine. Man wants to prolong his life and live for 200 years. Man is inventing and going into genetic alterations in your DNA. They want to see if they can prolong your life, remove Alzheimer's disease, remove heart disease, just by tampering with your genetics. But God said, let them have dominion. The one who said, let them have dominion, is the one who holds the key to dominion. Man has gone around that instruction, following every rule except following God. You want dominion? You follow God. You want dominion? You must be open to learning of his ways. Why can we pray for a person that is sick in the name of Jesus Christ, and in 1 minute, someone that couldn't walk begins to walk? Because he said, let them have dominion. But if you, as the pastor or that person praying, has not seen it in your spirit that capacity has been released to you, you cannot operate in that level. The same thing in your business. The same thing in your career. If you believe that everything you do, there is always something that goes wrong, that is why you are not working in dominion. If you believe that somebody is going to fall in love with you and after 3 weeks we fall out of love, that is why I told you, until you recover your mind, you cannot walk in dominion. And that's why in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, quickly, and I'll round up. I need to skip a lot of things here. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. He said, do not be conformed to what? This world. You see, this issue of the world again, I told you I couldn't do justice to it. Do not be conformed. The language of the world system is what? Conformity. The language of the world is conformity. Every time you engage with systems, you work in a particular office. Maybe you got a job in Chevron coming from a particular bank in Nigeria. This is the way you work in that bank, ABC Bank. Then you get a job in Chevron or ExxonMobil, and this is the way they work. The language of the world is what? Conformity. After 3 weeks, you find that you also realize they know they rush for this place. You know, put your hi, Matt. Everybody's, you know, nice names. Hi, Matt. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Cassandra. Hi, Nisa. It's not like that, your bank. Where they have blessed names. Where everybody uses their native name. You understand? Everybody has, you know, like, oh. Hi, Matt. Matt, could we have a meeting this morning? There are a few things we need to tidy up on that demo before we go live. So, shorting. You just notice that because you are exposed to another world, you begin to speak phonetic. Not that you are copying, no, but you are conforming. Every new level will try to conform you. So, you must make a decision to hold your stand and your pace in Christ. If not, before you know it. Come on, say conformity. What does the word of God say? Refuse to be conformed to this world. The devil will not tell you don't go to church. The devil will not tell you be holy. He will just tell you, look, everybody is having sex. We are all sinners. It's God that is having mercy on us. Are we? But that, even that doctrine is wrong. But let's suffice for the course of this course, this lecture, that they said we are all sinners, but we know we are not sinners. Because you can't be a son and a sinner. But leave it. Leave it. You committed a sin. Eh? That one must be addressed. To be a sinner is to have the nature of sin. You cannot be a sinner. There's a difference. So you just find that all of a sudden your dress sense is changing. You can afford to spend $150,000 buying clothes. And for you, it's nothing. Because if your salary is $2.2 million every month, do you understand? You start deleting a lot. You don't want anybody to see what's in that phone. Some of you don't delete a lot because there's nothing in the account. When you start getting some things, you say, I know my balance. I delete it. Some of us, we leave our lot. We have nothing to be afraid of. So when you are spending to, I need to change my wardrobe. Why? You are in a new environment. You are in a new world. And that world is asking for conformity. That's why you may be a suit and... My wife works in an organization where, according to her, you know, we both had to deal with culture shock. I'm not working there, but I dealt with culture shock because the way they were treating her, I've never been treated like that in my life. You know, where I worked in the bank, we shout, we insult our parents, each other's parents, for not meeting targets. You understand? Say, do you know you're a thief? In a NPR meeting, do you know you're a thief? You are robbing the bank to earn your salary. How much is your target? But in my wife's office, your boss can, and a senior person can write you a mail and say, hi, Tumiche. I'm thinking along these lines. I think we should do this. This guy is white too. I think we should. This guy is 50 something years old. We should do this. We should do it. However, if you feel very differently, let's have a meeting. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Bam. I asked my work, are you sure this is work you are doing? Because this is not work. You are not working. You are just stealing. You are collecting salary. This is not work. Where we come from, we shout. We oppress. Do you understand? Now, that's why many of you go to the UK and you notice you begin to change. Because you are not used to seeing a lady as your equal in Africa. So you think to be an equal, you should be able to beat her or assault her. You should be stronger. That's why huge men look for... Because you need somebody you can oppress. It's an African thing. But it's not a God thing. What makes you superior is not your muscles. It's this dominion mandate. If she has this dominion mandate more than you do, she's higher than you. It's not muscle. If she understands Genesis 1:26 and understands Romans 12 to more than you, forget it. She will bring you down. Say, do not be conformed to this world. They will try to conform you, but what is your own role? Be transformed. The word transform is a systematic process. It's not a one-day thing. Be transformed. The way a butterfly emerges. Be transformed by what? Through what process? By the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? By changing consistently what you think. That means my thought pattern today cannot be my thought pattern tomorrow. Because as long as God continues to reveal the word of life to me, I keep changing. The moment he reveals something, I keep changing. So I am changing from glory to glory to glory by the Spirit of God. And can I round up with this? That word glory in 2 Corinthians 3:18, I believe, is not glory like kabod. It's not glory like smoke. Huh? That word glory speaks of a divine awareness that comes by a change of mind. A divine awareness where you increase your ranking spiritually by renewing your mind, changing the way you think. So today, if you leave this meeting and still believe you have spiritual husband, You need to go and download this message and listen again. Spiritual husbands, lay hold on one thing. How you see them. The day they know you have no regard for them again, it's over. And most people I have met and I've prayed for that continue to have the same problem with spiritual husbands are people that, number one, even feel they are afraid of that idea that they are married with children. Number two, they do not really think they can be free easily. So they need 72 days fast. They also believe it is something in their family, which may be true. But somehow, they don't think that it will go, because that thing did not allow their auntie to get married. It did not allow the mother to stay in the husband's house. It did not allow the other to have a child. So for them, it is fire for fire. Meanwhile, all the God says that, change the plug. Buy new plugs. This is a V6 engine, not a four plug. This is not a Toyota Camry. This is a Honda Pilot. Remove this plug, put 6 plugs, and the engine will work. Tell your neighbor, change the way you think. If you want to walk in dominion, change the way you think. Now, preach to your neighbor again. If you want to walk in dominion, change the way you think. Are you blessed this morning? Put your hands together and bless the Lord.